Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Forge Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. So we're breaking it down. Of course, Tiger Woods, massive accident this morning, but non-life-threatening injuries. So Tiger's going to be okay. It sucks as far as, you know, it sucks for him right now. He's going to have to, you know, he's going to be like 6 months of rehabilitation. I actually looked up compound fractures and broken legs and stuff like that. And how long, and, you know, how long does it take, and all that other type of stuff. And, you know, really, Tiger Woods is extremely lucky. We haven't heard anybody talk about, oh, he's never going to be able to walk again or anything like that. Basically, you know, rehab. And it seems like it's going to be like 6 months, 8 months, something like that. You know, broken legs and an ankle, it's not good. It's not good. But when you consider the alternatives, then, especially when you're talking about a guy here that has, like, you know, $1 billion or whatever it is he has. Tiger Woods has a lot of money. So, you know, yeah, will he be limping around? Will he be playing golf anymore? Probably not. But he's got a lot of money. His kid is an amazing golfer. He's got kids. You know, he seems to be relatively happy in his life. If anything, though, I think he really should get, like, a professional driver. I think that's something that, like, Tiger should seriously look into, like, at this juncture moving forward. So we got the NBA All-Star reserves that were named. And, you know, we'll go through the reserves, and then we'll get to the snubs. Now, you know, basically these players that made it, you can't say, oh, yeah, this guy isn't worthy of being an All-Star. You can wonder about, you know, is he injured? Did he play enough? Like, Anthony Davis is a good example. Anthony Davis really isn't having a great, great year, per se, but he's Anthony Davis. And it's interesting because people will look at the fans, but I tweeted an interesting story from Hoops Hype, and I can go it over a little bit later on, about how the NBA players vote also for the All-Stars. And the players' votes were stupider than the fan votes. Like, the player votes, like, just voted for stupid things. Like, basically, like, backups. Like, Taco Fall got more All-Star votes than John Wall did. Like, really? And that's from the players. Like, they made a joke of it, too. Bring it.
Since you were a little kid, you've always loved sports.
So have we.
One of us. One of us. One of us. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Go on, you stupid horse! I got my last 10 bucks on you! No, don't look at me! Run! No, don't come over here. Oh boy.
This Sports Rage. There's a lot of rage here this evening from me. All right, level one was chaos. We're already, we're moving along here. We got Jerry Palm from CBS a little bit later on. Talk some bracketology. Let's bring in Wager Talks and Sports Memo's Andrew McInnes right now. Talk some pucks. What's going on, McInnes? How you doing tonight?
What's up, Gabe? Doing pretty good, man. I heard it's been a rough night so far, but we'll try and patch things up and keep things going.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on you. You didn't hear the first hour of the program, huh? Basically, like, people's jobs are on the line right now.
I heard there's a lot of pressure, man. No, I actually didn't catch it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's, like, people's jobs are on the line right now. The future of the, a lot of people's futures are at stake. And we wanted to prove we're going to either see whether it was Steve Merrill, whether it's us. But I think it's Steve. I think it's the state of Virginia. Like I said, it's been a problem in the past. But nevertheless, so speaking of problems,
I'm all right.
So as I was saying, speaking of problems, the Montreal Canadiens have problems right now. But I find it amusing, and I see, and people are serious about this as well, like the stupidity of the modern sports fan is whatever. Like, you know, I ignore it for the most part, but classic example, like people talking about, like, oh, the Raptors without Kyle Lowry. Oh, they should trade Kyle Lowry. If you could turn down his phone for a second there, Matthias, because, you know, even though he's not dropping out, it still sounds like, still sounds bad. So, like, Kyle Lowry, oh, they're bad. They're 6-0 without Kyle Lowry. Better trade Kyle Lowry. Look, they're winning without Kyle Lowry. And you see now Boston Celtic fans want to fire Brad Stevens. And you look at the Montreal Canadiens. And here we are right now, McInnes. It was just like 2 weeks ago. Everybody's raving about them, praising them, loving them. Yeah, they're struggling right now. Things aren't going their way. And it isn't an 82-game season. It's a 56-game season. But it's amazing, like, that people want to fire, trade. It's the modern fan. It happens in all sports because people are pretty much just dumbwads nowadays. But Canadian fans are right at the top of this. And it's amazing how, like, they love a player one night and then they'll throw him under the bus the next night, then they'll love him again. And if the Canadians win four straight games, McInnes, everything is fine again. Basically, Habs fans are idiots. That's, like, my long-winded way of saying it. And I don't miss taking their phone calls every night because I want to put a bullet in my head. And they're insane. You know, like, they need to chill out and understand. In seasons, in sports, teams go up, they go down. It's the way that it works. You can't fire everybody every time you lose two games, McInnes, in a row. What do you think about the Canadians and their fans?
Well, it's a good point. You know, I think I saw you, I think you quote tweeted, like, Kendrick Perkins about the Raptors, and you were like, hey, like, nobody is supposed to know that they're playing so well right now. And it's kind of like, you look at it with the Habs right now, like you said, that people love to freak out. They love to panic. They love to, you know, blame somebody, I guess, right? And to me, you know, anybody that watched the game tonight, Gabe, they saw that Carey Price goal. We know it was a pretty weak goal from Brady Tkachuk. But when it comes down to it, how many times has he saved us in a playoff series? How many times this year has he been outstanding? So the loyalty to a player, loyalty to a coach, loyalty to a fan base or a franchise, it just, to your point, it's just ridiculous at this point. I mean, don't be that guy if during the last game you're going to be tweeting like crazy and talking about how awesome his glove save was if tonight you're going to bash him. That's what I don't like. I understand we can observe, we can talk about somebody not having the best game, but don't bash him. You know, like it's bothering me how everyone's saying Jake Allen's the better goalie right now. Jake Allen's the definitive. No way. You know, maybe he's playing better, certainly. Maybe certain games he's looked better, but the fact is this franchise has absolutely been carried by Carey Price for years, no pun intended. And now all of a sudden half the fan base is ready to give up on him and have Jake Allen as a starter. It's a joke. And Claude Julien, well, just a couple weeks ago, people loved his style of play, didn't they, Gabe? They loved that he's a great defensive coach. They loved what he's installing with this Montreal Canadiens team. They loved the line combinations of this team. All hell breaks loose, and everybody wants to point a finger. You know, I could point some fingers. You know I'm a Habs fan. I could, you know, jungle these lines up a little bit. I definitely could. But I just think it's hilarious that when everything's going great, nobody has anything to say. When everything starts going downhill, everyone thinks we should change everything about the team, to your point.
Well, it's all right for people to get upset, you know, when a team loses, you know, 5 times in 6 games. I get it. They're going to get pissed off. But at the same point in time, so what do? You fire a coach every time that you lose 5 out of 6 games? Do you give that coach and then you give him an extension if he wins 4 out of 5 games? Right? It's insanity. You've got to think of the big picture. And people don't think of the big picture, but Canadian fans have always been at the forefront of insanity. Sixer fans, Philadelphia fans are like that. Philadelphia fans, like, they'll turn on Joel Embiid in a heartbeat. But if you're Carey Price, and that's the thing. So people think that Jake Allen's better and they should trade Carey Price. So if Mark Bergevin did that, then they would say what an idiot is for trading Carey Price. Can you believe he traded Carey Price just because he had a bad week? Right?
Exactly, like, Gabe.
People are just morons. And then it's, the Canadians, they traded Carey Price. They're, God, are they stupid, thinking Jake Allen's better. I saw this firsthand, bro. People wanted to get rid of Carey Price when Yaroslav Halak got hot in the playoffs once. Like, whoever, it's amazing how quickly people will throw him under the bus over the years for everybody. It reminds me of Tom Brady with Michigan, in which, though, Tom Brady was with Michigan, Greasy was the starter, and then Brady was the starter, and it was like, no, let's get Drew Henson in here. And it's amazing, because I'm telling you, bro, there's been a long list of goalies since Carey Price has been the goalie of the Montreal Canadiens that got hot, that played in the playoffs when Carey was hurt, that suddenly was the it guy, and, oh, he's the future of the Canadiens, and they should think about trading him. Right? You know, and like you said about Julian, he's an idiot, then they lose him, and, oh, isn't it great to get him back again? He's an idiot. It just goes back and forth. It gets old, bro. It gets old. I mean, yeah, they got to play better, but the constant just throwing the player out of the bus and, oh, let's trade him is just stupid talk. And fire the coach is just stupid talk.
But, Gabe, I will say this. You know, sometimes you want to have, like, for example, with the Ottawa Senators, they're a young team, right? So when everything is going poorly, you got to keep the same lines to try and develop some chemistry. I think everybody would agree with that. But with a team like the Habs, we need to see more shuffling. We need to see the defensive pairings shuffling a little bit more. We can't have the same guys playing together if it's not working. That's what I don't like. It's not really the defensive mindset of Claude Julien. It's Kurt Muller with his horrible power play he has, and then Claude Julien not shuffling the lines at all. Right? It's the same thing. But it's the same guys, the same lines every night.
Yeah, but this is what they do. It's the pattern with this team, right? And one thing too, McKinnis, and look at the league right now, the National Hockey League. There's only 2 other teams with as many overtime losses as the Montreal Canadiens have, or three teams. Like the Canadiens now, this is 4 times, bro. Right? It makes a big difference. You're 9-5-4. Right now, like I said, like the sky isn't falling. You're 9-5-4, but you got to stop losing these overtime and shootout games all the time. Now you're up to 4. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. You split 2 of those, suddenly you've got 11 wins right now instead of 9, and the dumbasses aren't calling the team 990 or whatever the hell it's called in Montreal right now. Late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listening to the home of the winning edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit!
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Ridge. I am Gabe Morenzi. Holy crap, man. I see there's a lot of single men to tune in. We've got to get like, I wouldn't say like a dating sponsor on our show, because these losers, they couldn't date like a blind hippopotamus. But, I don't know. I guess a hooker. Can we can we legally advertise escorts? I think we can. I think we did it before in the old days. I was on a station that did it. We've got to get these people laid or something like that, man. It's not going to happen on their own. I would actually like chip in. I'll chip in just for some of these trolls if it'll like get, you know, sort of like Kyrie Irving. It's just like I was just talking about. There's a difference between being a passionate fan. We're talking about like intense fans with Andrew McKinnis here. That's the thing, McKinnis. There's a difference between being a passionate fan and an idiot. And it's funny, people think by ripping the team that, oh, I'm a passionate fan. It's like, oh, Habs fans, we're just passionate. No, you're stupid. You're not passionate. You're just stupid. And you're the reason why people don't want to play in Montreal. Like, that's the reason why, right? People, oh, it's the tax. No. It's because you're an idiot. And it's because you're going to harass Carey Price in a grocery store if he plays poorly in an exhibition game, which happened before. Like, he told, like, seriously, the game was an exhibition game. And he got heckled in a grocery store for an exhibition game. And, you know, look, man, some dumbass kid heckles Cam Newton now. We're just in an era of jackasses, bro, that, you know what I mean? And I love what Kyrie Irving stated in McCants. I don't know if you saw his quote, probably not, but just his... they asked him about like the road trip. He said, oh, it was a good road trip. And Kyrie said, yeah, whatever. He goes, that'll just shut people up until we lose a couple of games in a row. I like the Kyrie's yeah. honesty. It's exactly what
it's
he said.
True.
He goes,
he's
whatever.
Not lying, though,
he goes,
he's not lying.
No, it's all he said. He goes, ah, he goes, that'll just shut people up until we lose a couple. And then the sky will be falling again. Right. And he's right. Right? That's the era that we live in right now. But there's a difference because, like I said, there's a difference between being thoughtful and, as you stated, yeah, shake the lines up, maybe bench this guy. Hey, you know, Emma, you want to start out a couple of times? I don't have any problem with this type of stuff. But the old let's shoot and execute everybody every day bit gets old, bro. And I'm dead serious. It's one of the reasons why people don't want to play for the Canadiens. Number one, why would you want to play for a market that's insane, that are going to throw you under the bus every 2 days when you can play for the Tampa Bay Lightning, play golf all the time. Nobody knows who the hell they are, and they're a better team. You know what I mean? Like, Canadian fans need to figure it out. Like, stop being such big jackasses all the time, and maybe players won't want to play there. Because the thing is, there's no, like, anything in return. It's not like, oh, when they're playing well, what, they need your adulation? Like, Carey Price cares? You know what I'm saying? Carey Price cares? Like, I'm just saying, I've seen it firsthand. I know them. I've seen the same thing, man, with the Philadelphia fans, bro. And Joel Embiid said the same thing, McKinnis. He said, you know, if we hit a shot and they cheer and we miss a shot and they boo, he goes, it doesn't help us. Like, he goes, I think they think like they're passionate, but it doesn't help us, right? He goes, the negativity all the time doesn't help us. And he's right. Right. But whatever, bro, we live in a negative world. You see it. I see you can deal with trolls online. There's a lot of just losers out there that don't have anything in their lives. Their lives aren't any different than it was before the pandemic, McKinnis. They never did anything before anyways, bro. Right. So they're almost happy now that people are brought to their level and they're just at home typing away like the pathetic losers that they are.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick hardcore fan story here. I tweeted out tonight, or we have a Twitter account going for Puck Time, our hockey podcast, and Carmine and I actually run it, and Carmine tweets out, "I'll try and convince Andrew to shave his head if the Habs lose." And I said, "You know what? I'm going to play along with it. Screw it." So I said, "All right, let me get 200 likes on this tweet and the Habs lose and I'll shave my head." Then I instantly deleted it and I said, "Okay, you know what? 200 is not enough. 500 likes on the tweet and the Habs lose and I'll shave my head."
No, you got to do better than that.
After that,
you have a nice head of hair.
And tomorrow morning, man, 10 a.m., we're buzzing it all off. I'm a man of my word. And I'm going to the barber shop, and I'm a man of the people, man. I can't go back on my word, so I'm buzzing it all off.
And you got screwed over. The Canadians got screwed tonight, too. That's another thing. It's not like the Habs get blown out every night. So you said you would shave your head, but you quickly deleted it, and it got saved?
No. I said 200 likes on the tweet and the Habs lose, but then like I instantly got like 40 or 50 likes. So I was like, all right, 200 is not going to be enough to make it a challenge. So I changed it to 500 likes and the Habs losing. And pretty much everybody I know on Twitter and all of my close friends retweeted it, pumped it up. My Senators fan, friend that's a fan, he was tweeting it at all of the Sens fan accounts. And
of course, of like course he was. Yeah.
700 likes, so...
No, you set the bar too low, McCanis. You should have set it at 5,000. You should have set it at 5,000. Like I said, you've got a nice head of hair as well. I'm going to look at your Twitter right now. I want to see what you look like, just so I can remember you. I don't know, bro. As somebody that's rocking a bald marine look myself right now, you better hope it grows back. You're going to be like that guy on Seinfeld.
My hair grows quick.
Have you shaved your head before?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I used to do a lot of like cancer research fundraisers. So once a year, I would shave my head. So we're just going back to it. It'll be a long time until it's a little bit long again. But you know what they say, Gabe. You know how it is. Any publicity is good publicity, and I gotta stick to my word.
I don't know. You're not in high school anymore. I don't know if your hair's going to grow back so soon. I'd be a little concerned. So there it goes. So I'd be angry about the loss right now. I'd be very angry. I'd be very angry about the loss.
It takes a lot more than that, Gabe, to get me mad. Trust me.
All right. So welcome to the club. But what'd you say? You're going to the barber?
Yeah, 10 a.m.
You're going
tomorrow,
to the barber, dude.
One of my best friends owns a barbershop.
Just do it yourself. No need to do that.
No, my buddy owns the barbershop. Like, it's just, I'm going to see him.
Yeah, I know, but you can save yourself a trip by just shaving your head, McKinnis. You don't need someone like, do you
well,
get someone
get
to
my
shave
buddy
your...
that does it for a living.
Yeah, but do you get somebody to shave your face for you? Do you get someone to shave your nuts for you? You don't need someone to shave your head for you.
No, but I can see my face in the mirror. I can't see the back of my head in the mirror.
You reach behind, McKinnis. You think, you think Dana White? Well, you think when Dana White, like, shaves his head, he goes to a barber every day to shave his head? You think I go to a barber every day?
Like, no, but you're bald.
You ever heard of you're reaching? Correct. You're like, is your arm capable, McKinnis, of reaching backwards?
You know what, Gabe?
Like, well, I can't
see.
This
is the laugh I needed, man. This is
I can't
this is
see.
Laugh
well,
I
I'm just stating. I'm just stating. He's like, I can't see.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I hear. I guess I was a little graphic when I said,
always
you get your nuts shaven?
Always like, a pleasure.
Yeah, you get your nuts shaven too? All right, so we'll change the subject. I guess I can't make that bet. What if I guess if the Habs lose, what am I saying? I'll get a hair transplant. If the Bills win a Super Bowl, I'll get a hair transplant. How's that?
Hair to your repertoire.
I did say if the Raptors win the title this year in Tampa, that I'll move to Tampa. I did say that earlier this year. I threw that out there as a random sort of a random challenge. Random challenge. No, you know what? I'm not going to call you out, McKinnis, because the first time as well that when I was starting to go and I realized when I had hair, but I was like, I got to let it go, bro. I can't be one of these dudes with like a bald spot. I got to let it go. Right? So I really didn't know either what to do at first. So I went to a barber too, and they gave me the crew cut. And I didn't want the crew cut. I wanted it all. And then I realized, I was like, no. If you want something done, you got to do it yourself, bro. And you just man up, McKinnis. You put a bunch of shaving cream on your head, and you hear it nice and thick, ripping off. You'll hear it ripping. Get the old buzzers out and get it done. But you could film it. You got to film this now and make something of it, though, McKinnis. If you went this far, bro, like film yourself at the barber and all that type of stuff and at least get some social media pop out of this. You know what I mean? Don't just do it and then post a picture. Film the whole thing, McKinnis.
Definitely. I got to make something out of it, right? I got to film when I get there, get my barber to film in the process. I mean, I don't have incredibly long hair, but my hair grows like super fast. I get my hair cut probably every like, 2 weeks, maybe sometimes every week and a half. We'll see how I'm feeling, how the bets are going. But, you know, this time around, I got to, you know, bring the camera with me, bring the phone, and, you know, make kind of some fun out of it. Because, you know, my podcast is the show I do on Wager Talk TV is every day at 11 a.m. Eastern. So I was like, you know what? I got to make sure I can get the first appointment or second appointment and get that done before the show tomorrow. So, and I get your point. What you're saying is that when you do it yourself, it's probably easier to do it yourself when it's already kind of short, right? My hair is pretty long right now. I could maintain it.
No. You need the buzz. You'd have to get the buzzer. Like you have an electric razor with the clipper type thing. You got to get the clippers, get it down, and then you shave it off.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You got me wanting to shave my head during the break right now, McKinnis. I think I might freshen up during the break.
I'm going to run to the bathroom, get some shaving cream.
Let's go. All right, we'll get into some picks on the other side. If the phone drops, Matthias says he's shaving his head tomorrow, too.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There are 24 hours in every day,
1,440 minutes,
86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious
sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
$100, $200.
Stop. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Andrew McKinnis from Wager Talk kicking it with I am Gable Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204, Sports and Radio Network. Phone it down, Twisted Tuesday, The Adventure. You know what? Roll with your emotion. Roll with the rage. roll with the rage. Jerry Palm, although Jerry Palm's got no rage. Nice guy, Jerry Palm. CBS Sports will join us a little bit later on. We'll get into some bracketology. We'll discuss why. I don't know why everybody hates. I don't even like Duke. But I saw Babano tweet, oh, you know, I hope Duke doesn't make it and Michigan State doesn't make it and all these teams don't make it. I'm like, why? So what? So Georgia Tech can? Like, so, and what? So no one will watch? So no one will watch the tournament? Just for the record, the lowest rated tournament ever, title game ever was Butler, all right? No, people don't want Cinderella. Like, people want Blue Bloods. I don't even like Duke, but the tournament's clearly better with Duke than without Duke. So let me ask you, McInnis. So McInnis boldly said today, listen, if I said this, it's no big deal. I've already shaven my head a long time ago. So, and we roll with it. But you actually have hair. You know, you are younger, so like you said, you're pretty confident it'll grow back. Like I said, you never know. I wouldn't, like, do this bet over and over if I was you. I wouldn't tempt fate. but let me ask you, did you consult with your girlfriend first? Or did you tell her after, oh, honey, by the way, I got to shave my head in the morning?
It's funny you asked that, man. Pretty much, I sent her the screenshot of my tweet. And then I kind of like directed her towards my profile. And then as it was getting closer to that magic number, she was like, oh no, 50 more, 25 more. We're getting close. And then the panic started to settle in a little bit. But it was kind of funny. To answer your question, though, I didn't really answer you. The answer is no. It was a very sporadic thing. She's used to that with me, man. That's the kind of guy I am. I might not always seem like it when I'm on the air, but I do stuff like that all the time. I'm a very
wild and crazy
kind of guy. So
don't do tattoos.
I'm not the craziest guy on me, but stuff like that. See, that is not really a shock from my friends.
That'd be ballsier if you said, if the Senators win tonight, I'll get a Senators tattoo.
Yeah, we won't go that far.
That's balls. Yeah, that's balls. No, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far either. I stay away from those challenges. I do. You know what I mean? Like, I bet. So I got enough challenges in my own life. I don't need to add stress. I don't need to add stress.
You respect it a bit, though, Gabe, no? You respect it a little.
Yeah, well, listen. No, you know what? I like people that have fun, right? You're not scared. It is what it is. You threw it out there. You're having fun with life. Exactly. It's just hair. It'll grow back. So, yeah, I do respect it. And like I said, though, next time, don't sell yourself short. Like for 200 or 500, though. Like go for like a couple of thousand because you'll have a bunch of people that don't even know you that'll jump on board, right? Like send fans and stuff like that. Oh, look at this guy. Yeah, let's get him, right? So next time, just shoot higher. All right, so Carolina and Tampa Bay. Carolina and Tampa Bay, we've got minus 154, 6.5 overnight right now at FanDuel. Tampa Bay are favored at home. Over under 6.5. Dallas Stars and the Florida Panthers. Florida Panthers are minus 130. Total 5.5. Calgary Flames and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Minus 158. Of course, the Flames stepped up the other night. Flames plus 134. Total 6.5 there. Rangers and Flyers. Total 5.5. Flyers are minus 138. The Rangers are plus 118. Ducks and Coyotes. 5.5. Coyotes minus 154, Ducks plus 138. Man, there's a lot of games. Minnesota Wild and Colorado. So Colorado finally plays someone besides Vegas. They're going to like that. Minus 190 against Minnesota, 5.5. And the LA Kings and the St. Louis Blues. Minus, same number, 154 plus 138, 5.5. What do you think about the overnight NHL card?
We'll start with Carolina-Tampa Bay. We're seeing, you know, roughly, like you mentioned, that number, minus 135, 140, is kind of the average mark here across the board for Tampa Bay. It was a big game for Tampa. You know, I don't really like to say that too often. You know, this is a big game, this is a must win, all that kind of nonsense. But after losing to Florida 6-4, then getting shut out 4-0 to Carolina, Tampa Bay comes back, wins that game 4-2, the revenge game, and they looked good. They looked solid. They look better, and I'm not ready to just kind of all of a sudden just say that Tampa Bay was only beating the bad teams. They weren't ready to play Florida and Carolina, Gabe, because they were used to playing Detroit and used to playing Nashville, and they suck. You know, when you're used to playing horrible teams, you play down to your competition, and all of a sudden they're playing Carolina, an amazing team. It shocks you a bit. You know, like, you're not used to playing. Now they're ready, I think. Now they're ready to get back into the competitive nature. And I still think they're the better team than Carolina. So I think it's actually a generous price. We're getting a better price now on Tampa Bay. I like the Lightning to get it done. Calgary, Toronto, I think the entire world is going to be on Toronto tomorrow. We saw what happened in that first game.
Yep.
Is it justifiably so? Maybe. Because if you look at it, I mean, they have been having a great season. Their power play has been unbelievable. Auston Matthews is playing great. I will say this. Toronto has actually done a better job of playing to the under this year. Calgary has done a little better job of that as well. But I feel like, and I don't have these stats in front of me, apologize, but I really feel like the stats probably back it up on games where the Leafs come off getting shut out or having a really horrible offensive game. We'll more than likely see goals from both sides. I like the over in the Flames and Leafs game. And Minnesota and Colorado, the last one I'll really talk about, I like the over in that one as well. Colorado, they played a team in Vegas, and although the score might not have dictated it both times, in one of the games it really did, but Vegas was very tight checking. They knew they had to play physical against Colorado. Colorado is outstanding, man. Their speed is crazy. For McKinnon, the size that he has and how fast he gets up the ice, it's really not talked about enough. Minnesota, though, they're under-talked about as well. They've got scores, they've got speed, they've got more depth than people give credit for, but I still don't like their goaltending. I like the over in the Colorado game. I like the over in the Leafs game. And I like Tampa on the money line.
One thing with that Leaf game is we saw it against Ottawa last week when Ottawa beat the Leafs. And then the next night, everybody just assumed, oh, the Leafs, the Leafs, the Leafs. And the Leafs ended up winning by but one goal only. And we hit the Sens on the puck line. We rolled the dice on the money line the next night as well. There is that belief, dude, that the team that loses will always win that second game. That is a trap sometimes, though, isn't it? I mean, it happens that, you know, the team can step up again. The Leafs have been pretty good, though, at bouncing back after a loss. And as you stated, they usually do respond. They were pretty beat up last night as well. You know, I'm with you when I look at the Tampa game, bro. Just feels like a short price. And a spot where Tampa, I mean, they've lost two times in a row to these guys. And, you know, what do we got to lay? It's not that much right now. It's minus 154 at that FanDuel. Seems like a reasonable price for Tampa. That game does catch my eye here.
Yeah, you know, I think that right now it's so hard. I've talked about it every week with you, so I won't keep repeating myself. But these divisions, right, you're seeing some teams play each other like four or five, six times. And I find it more difficult. Some people might like it because the revenge spot, like you mentioned, going back with Ottawa. But it's tough. I think you have to adjust your power rankings and all that kind of stuff every day. And I really, really do believe that there's a lot of divisions where there's the bottom half and then the really bottom and then the top teams. And if you look at the schedule, Tampa Bay was only beating the bad teams. Their schedule was just them against the bottom teams. So they needed one or two punches to the face to wake up, right? If you're only fighting bad competition, you're coming into that boxing match cocky, right? Now they got hit in the chin a few times. They're ready to get back in action here. Los Angeles, St. Louis. Prices got down to quite a bit, actually. It's been bet down a little bit. St. Louis. I just think that St. Louis is so crappy defensively. Los Angeles is actually scoring goals. I mean, don't look now, but they actually look relatively consistent. Yep. So, you won't catch me laying this price with St. Louis. You won't catch me at all doing it. And I'm kind of hitting you with a lot of overs tonight, but that's one right now I can't really look past because St. Louis will score some goals on LA, but I think the Kings are looking pretty good right now offensively.
Interesting game here between the Rangers and the Flyers. Flyers are struggling right now, McKinnis. They've lost four of their last five hockey games. I think one of the stupidest things ever was having Boston and Philadelphia play hockey in Lake Tahoe. Makes no sense. In the middle of a pandemic, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Like, it's one of, like, in hindsight, it really is. I don't think people care enough to bitch about it. That's the thing. But it's really one of the stupidest ideas in the history of Gary Bettman. And he's had a lot of stupid ideas. Yeah, let's take Boston and Philadelphia and make them go to Nevada to play hockey. That makes sense. Outdoors, not that. Like, that made a lot of sense. So don't know how they're going to respond to this after, but they've been struggling. And you get the Rangers coming in here that have won two straight. How do you think Philadelphia respond coming off the the outdoor experience?
I actually don't. I don't really have much of a side here for you. I just have I like the under in this game from a total standpoint here, under 5.5. Yeah. And you know, you've seen some sixes with both these teams, but for the most part, we're going to see some 5.5s, and it has to do with their great goaltending. Both teams have good goaltending, but it seems like both teams have had really inconsistent scoring. If you look at Philadelphia, they've got lots of talent, Gabe. Like, look at their top six, man. They have so much talent. Look at the Rangers. It's incredible to look at the talent that they have and how little they've scored. It really is. I mean, I know it's a tough division, but don't you think it's kind of shocking when you see the players that they have? And you know who's also been a big bust is Alexis Lafreniere. I know he's only a first-year player. There were some reports coming around saying that he might have jumped into the league too early, but, I mean, he was number one overall pick. He is down there on the third line. I think he has 2 goals in the season. I like the under here, man. I think Philadelphia knows how to bounce back defensively. In New York, they're comfortable in those low-scoring games.
You know what? The Rangers have been a big under team. I love betting their unders. 12-4 to the under on the season, McKinnis. I'm looking at it. Well, it'll be an unnamed sports site right now. And they've got some trends here. So under is 5-0 in the Rangers' last 5 road games. Under, 7-1 in Rangers' last 8 versus the East. Well, they're only playing the East, but this is my favorite one, McInnes. Under is 7-1 in Rangers' last 8 versus NHL. Well, they play AHL teams too? Are they playing KHL? Under is 7-1 in their last 8 versus NHL teams. Yeah, all right, thanks. I like how they have under 7-1 versus the East. Well, they're only playing their division teams this year, and versus the NHL. I've seen that before. I love that that's been happening all year and nobody's ever said, you know what, guys? It's kind of a stupid trend to say versus the NHL, right? Especially when the teams are only playing against their division teams this year. Everything is just within a division anyways. McInnes, sportsmemo.com, Wager Talk TV. Your phone sounded great tonight, McInnes. Thanks a lot for stepping up and in and joining us. I look forward to seeing the new and improved, bold McInnes in the morning.
One more life.
Thanks a lot, Gabe. All the best.
Andrew McInnes with us. You can't sleep, left to the late night anger management class. Bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7. As
hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This
is the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Matthias, as during the break, Matthias told me, Merrill's on blast. It's Merrill. It's clearly Merrill. McInnes held strong. Our phone lines held strong. And Merrill, it looks like the verdict is in, Matthias, and Merrill and Virginia. I don't know. He doesn't seem to want to give away the company that provides his phone. But like I said, if you think about it, Merrill's dropped quite a few times. And I remember because I always ask him, I'm like, what the hell's up with your phone in Virginia, bro? So it's been proven it was Merrill at this.
Gabe, I blame it in the area that he's at. He's probably in some zone where it goes in and out sometimes. Maybe there's a lot of people in his area. Who knows? But I like Steve, so I can't blame Steve. I blame the area. Blame it on Virginia.
I do. I blame the state of Virginia as well. We'll blame the entire state. You know what? Normally it's not that bad. It can't be us. We're perfect. Our phone lines are perfect. There's never any problems with us. It's got to be the guests. But it's usually not that bad. I don't know. There's a problem, like you said. Nevada is another place. No, I've noticed that. Nevada, and I lived in Nevada, and I know cell phone service sucks in Nevada. And Nevada, and we know Virginia is definitely, definitely on the list. All right, so we're talking about the, we got to get to this all-star snub stuff. And it's pretty crazy that Devin Booker actually didn't get selected. He's by far the biggest snub. Like, you know, if you look at Devin Booker in a year that he's having and the fact that his team is good, I mean, the guy's on a team that's 20-10. He's averaging 24 points a game, 24-7 points a game, 4.3 assists and 3.8 rebounds. His team is good, and he is good. He's quite dominant, to be honest. I don't think he's very popular. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.